A big, big event happening this afternoon in Parliament, crucial politically because Parliament will this afternoon decide whether to pass a law that would allow for the expropriation of land without compensation. So that debate and the vote on the 18th Amendment to Section 25 of the Constitution. This coming after the matter was actually shelved ahead of the elections in November, political parties agreeing to table it for adoption this month, rather. So Parliament gearing up to vote on a bill calling for this expropriation of land without compensation. The ANC insisting it does not back the whole nationalisation of land. So the Ad Hoc Committee on Section 25 of the Constitution, its report will be before the National Assembly today. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter, watching that for us. Babalo, good afternoon to you. This is almost a non-starter in a way, right, as I understand it, because the chances of the amendment bill passing are quite slim because the ANC is going to need the support of the DA or the EFF, and they are diametrically opposed to this issue.
Yes, indeed, Mandy. Even, you know, before this plenary sitting, during the consultations and the meetings, these parties differed from, you know, in the committee, they were having these bilateral discussions where two parties would meet on a different day. The ANC would meet with the EFF. The ANC would meet individually with the DA. And even at that level, they failed to kind of find one common ground on this amendment. The EFF wants the state to be the custodian of land. The ANC says it doesn't subscribe to the wholesale nationalization of land. The Democratic Alliance is opposed to land expropriation without compensation or the proposed amendment. The DA is opposed to. The IFP and other parties have also expressed opposition, saying that expropriation for land without compensation or expropriation in general is catered for in law of general application and in the expropriation bill, which deals with circumstances under expropriation under the Minister of Public Works. So a lot of differences. Parties have a lot of differences on this matter. It will be the same as they go into this debate at 2 p.m. And it looks like, well, according to the DA, which is the second biggest party in the National Assembly, they seem to believe that ANC or whichever party wants to pass this bill, amendment bill, or 18th constitutional amendment bill, will not succeed.
Mm. So, Babalo, talk us through what's actually going to happen this afternoon. As I understand it, there will be a report, there will be a debate, and then there will be a vote. Is that correct?
Yes, there will be a second reading debate. The report will be considered the report of the Ad Hoc Committee and not the actual 18th Constitutional Amendment Bill. And that report has recommendations. And these recommendations are that the bill, that the Constitution, 18th Amendment Constitutional Bill must be amended to allow for land expropriation without compensation, but with a few additions and amendments since that initial report that came out in 2019 before COVID, because the committee went on another public participation process and a lot was changed and added. For example, like no compensation or without compensation versus no compensation, which are both meaning zero compensation, as well as the involvement of the courts. The ANC says it's opposed to the involvement of the courts, so they will be debating the different aspects of these different issues at the role of the courts, and then they will vote on it eventually. And for that report to be considered and to be adopted and its recommendations, they need two-thirds for that. And once it does happen, or if it does succeed, it will then go to the National Council of Provinces, which will require also 6 out of 9 provinces to support it. And once it passes the NCOP, it will then, you know, be assented to the president, who will then make it a law or send it into law. So that's basically what's going to happen this afternoon before it goes to the NCOP. But we'll see a lot of parties expressing their views on the Ad Hoc Committee report this afternoon.
Babalo, thank you very much. You're going to have a busy afternoon, no doubt. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter in a Parliament. So that's going to kick off at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But the chances of this amendment bill passing really are slim because the ANC does require 67%, two-thirds majority. So 67% of MPs to vote. They would need the support of either the DA or the EFF. And the EFF and the ANC have been in talks for a few months on land expropriation. Their negotiations around coalition coalition's collapsing because they failed to agree on the custodianship of land. So the EFF believing that the state must be the sole custodian of all land in the country. The ANC does not feel the same way.